This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Something remarkable, unusual, unheard of is happening in the United States of America these days. Even the media is talking about a trinity of scandals. And they are saying that this has never happened in the history of the United States when it comes to the term of a president. But of course, we are talking about the Benghazi scandal, we are talking about the IRS scandal, we are talking about the Justice Department's scandal. And you all undoubtedly have heard about it because the press is just full of it. Very briefly, the Benghazi scandal had to do with the fact that four American citizens died through a attack on the embassy in Libya. And of course, the questions evolve around how much did the White House know, how much did President Obama know, how secure was that embassy, did the Justice Department, the FBI, the CIA, whoever was involved, the White House, did they withhold information from the American public? In other words, did they lie to the American public as to why this attack took place? President Obama spoke about an act of terror, never said anything about an act of terrorism until very recently. And of course, the public was told that it had to do with a spontaneous reaction, a demonstration to an anti-Muslim, anti-Mohammed video. The second scandal we are talking about has to do with the IRS, the fact that the IRS has targeted, and that has become pretty much established now, certain political groups when they applied for tax exemption, specifically conservative groups like the Tea Party members. However, not only were they targeted, it appears like that the Billy Graham Association was targeted. They received suddenly an audit. The same is true apparently for some Jewish groups, and the same is apparently also true for a Catholic group. So now some hats are rolling, will be rolling. But the big question is, how is this going to solve the problem of the IRS? Because first it was said that only some low key employees did that. But then, of course, it was admitted, no, some higher ups knew about it too, gave apparently even directions towards it. And so the issue is, either way it's bad, because if it's low key employees, then what stops them or others to do the same thing in the future? And if it's high-level employees, again, how come they can do it, and how come there was no supervision, and what's wrong with the entire structure? And then, of course, you have the third scandal, and that third scandal has to do with the fact that the Justice Department, apparently via a subpoena, however, which was served too late from what it appears, started to spy on journalists in the Associated Press. And the idea was they had to do it because national security was on the line, but at the same time, the press is extremely nervous now because they figure if they can do it towards the Associated Press, then of course they can do it to just about any other media. And so what happened to the constitutional right of the press and free speech and privacy and so on? Now these are the three scandals the media is occupied with at this point. And of course the question always is, how much did the White House know? How much did President Obama know? And how are we going to fix those problems? But let me just tell you, my friends, I believe that there are a lot more scandals which are not being addressed in the context, but which should be addressed in the context. And the question, of course, I want to ask is, why suddenly these tremendous problems we are facing in the United States at this point? Another scandal, I believe, has to do with Obamacare. Obamacare, which is going to be enacted and will become law in 2014, because the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, felt that it was constitutional, even though the presiding judge, virtually the last minute, changed his vote to make it so. And according to a recent article by Forbes magazine, it's going to be a total debacle and disaster, and it will destroy the American economy. Now, if you haven't read that article, please read it. It's an eye-opening article. Many people have no idea how this healthcare law is going to destroy small families, small businesses. Many will not be able to afford it. They will not be able to afford paying the premiums, and they will decide to go without health insurance, something which the whole idea was to prevent that from happening. There's another scandal, I believe. You don't hear too much about it. And that is to do with the fact that there is enough evidence, raising an eyebrow at least, whether or not President Obama is in fact qualified to be the President of the United States of America. Whether he was really born in Hawaii, or whether he was born in Kenya. Was he born in Indonesia? Was he born at another place? And taken in consideration all the other facts and circumstances, is he really qualified to be the President? Nobody wants to touch it. Those who do are being maligned and slandered. And it's being said, oh, these are just the birthers who are raising this issue. Well, let me just tell you, as the last information I received, there are at least 20 law cases pending where this issue was raised. In most cases, judges were quick to dismiss the cases because of lack of jurisdiction. But those cases, they can't do that because there is clearly an interest of the people who have sued. But nobody has decided anything yet. And maybe they want to wait until the second term is over, and then they may say, well, now it's irrelevant. But there are cases pending raising this very issue. Now then you have another scandal. For instance, President Obama's promise to close Guantanamo. He didn't do that. His increased desire to use drone warfare. A big problem because it might violate international law and U.S. law. Again, not too many talk about it. But these are scandals, and there might be more I could raise. Why? Why is this happening? Why is the press suddenly telling you, and I don't care whether it's the left or the right or the middle, that these are the biggest problems any president in the history of the United States has ever encountered insofar as the multitude of the problems are concerned. And the White House is telling you, oh, that these are not really scandals, this is all political. Well, it's not political. Because you see, the IRS, for instance, is independent. Now, maybe there was some intuition, I don't know why suddenly those groups were targeted, but if you have another administration, the IRS still can do what they are doing now. And it's interesting that former Governor Huckabee, when he was running for presidency, said when he becomes president, the first thing he would do is to get rid of the IRS. Now, when I heard that, I knew he would not become president. And if he were to become president, he wouldn't be able to do that because, you see, the IRS, just to give an example, is part of the system of the United States of America. So are the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department, the INS, and many other institutions. That's a problem. The problem, my friends, is that you can't fix any of it. The real problem is that this is not God's world. This is what we got to understand. This is what most people don't understand. When President Bush recently gave a speech thanking all the presidents and all the other people in attendance for being there when the library was opened, he gave a very emotional speech. And he said with tears, I believe the best days for America are still ahead of us, no matter under what administration we might be. And of course, President Obama has been echoing these statements. And they are both right. The best days for the people of the United States of America are still ahead of us, but not in this day and age. They are only going to be ahead of us after Christ's return, when he will do away with all these systems and all these institutions we have in the U.S., as well as around the world. Because did you know, my friends, that this is not God's world? When Adam and Eve decided to sin against God and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, access to the tree of life was blocked. They could not have anymore any access to the tree of life. The tree of life stood, yes, of course, for the eternal life. It stood for the Holy Spirit, but it also stood for godly wisdom and godly understanding. Man doesn't have that. For 6,000 years, God gave man the freedom to rule himself, and look, the mess they have created. They are making decisions based on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, based on an understanding that they can decide what's right and what's wrong. And it's all under the influence of Satan the devil. That is why Satan is called the god of this world. That is why we are reading that Satan has deceived the whole world. That is why we are reading that he is a prince of the power of the air. He is influencing all of us, making the wrong decisions, setting up wrong systems. And I don't care whether you call it democracy or monarchy or communism or socialism. They're all under the influence of Satan the devil. Sure, of course, in this day and age, probably democracy is the best of the systems man had could come up with, because otherwise you probably wouldn't be able to listen to what I have to say here. And in many countries, like in China, probably people are not allowed to listen to it, even though we understand that some people do, and they receive our programs, but they do it with great danger. Nevertheless, the fact that we are, quote-unquote, not as unrighteous as others doesn't mean we are righteous. The Bible confirms that there are certain countries which are even more unrighteous than we are. But we are, my friends, and that's a problem. God has decreed that we are going to face our downfall in a few years from now because of our terrible lifestyles. It's inevitable. The idea like, oh, you can go out and you can vote and you make this a better place and you turn the thing around, it's just naive, because God has said the downfall of the United States of America, of Great Britain, of Canada, of Australia, New Zealand, other English-speaking nations, is predetermined. It's prophesied in your Bible, in the Old as well as the New Testament. Why? Because we are behaving like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And unless we change, unless we repent, we are going to see our inevitable downfall. And there isn't much chance that we are going to repent before Christ comes back as a nation. Now, you individually can, and you should, and you must, if you want to escape all these terrible things which are going to take place. So the idea like, oh, let's all work together to make this world a better place, is wrong for the very reason that this isn't God's world. It is Satan's world. It's founded on Satan's ideas and concepts. No, we are working for a better world. We are working for the world to come. We are working for the kingdom of God to be established on this earth when Christ returns. We are ambassadors, if we are true Christians, of Jesus Christ, of the kingdom of God. We are representing what is better. We are not trying to change Satan's evil world into a little bit of a better world. No, we are working for a better world to come when Christ returns. And Christ says, I will come to destroy those who destroy the earth. Not to make them a better system. No, he is going to destroy the system. As a rock will smash those 10 toes, as we read in the book of Daniel. And he will build a new system, establish a new system, the kingdom of God, the government of God, the rule of God over this earth, when people will have access again to the tree of life, when they will have access again to godly wisdom and godly understanding, when they will understand what is right and what is wrong. They will no longer call evil good and good evil, as they are doing today in so many cases. So let us pray, my friends, as Christ told us to. Let us pray to the Father, your kingdom come, because that and only that is a solution for all the problems we are having. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.